You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Nightlight.
I haven't played chess in a while. Every time that intro happens, I kind of want to play chess again. I forgot all my good moves. Hey, welcome to Nightlight. This is a Wednesday night edition of Nightlight. I know that because there's no parking because of the farmer's market here in Green Bay. Hope you're having a great day. Great to have you. Fun show tonight. Perfect way to help you unwind after a long day. And I'm just the guy to do it. But there's another guy to do it here, too. And his name is Conrad, and he's working the board tonight. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How's it going?
Yeah, it was a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you got nothing today. You had all these great health club stories the last couple nights. Nothing weird happened.
Well, you know, it's back to school now time. Yeah. So, like, when I go to the gym, there's not that many people there.
That's fantastic.
Which is a great thing.
Yeah.
You can just go to whatever machine, not have to wait.
I love it.
It's a beautiful thing.
I'm at the Marinette Planet Fitness typically when I work out, and I have not waited for a machine, maybe ever.
Well, I mean, like, you got to think, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's not that populated, so.
I mean, all I use is the snack machine. Hi-yo!
The tanning bed, the massage chair.
Can't do the tanning bed. I do the massage chair. I do the hydromassager, but I lay on my stomach.
How many reps?
As many as, well, it's free. It's $25 unlimited. So I get token after token. But I took a couple weeks off. Since my staycation, I've had trouble. I finally did a plank today and some sit ups.
Nice.
And I just couldn't bring myself to walk. It was like not, I don't know. I got to get back to the gym. I'll either go tonight or tomorrow night. That's my plan. But you go every day?
Yeah.
Really?
Typically.
You do different muscles though?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Maybe you could give me a little tutorial. Write up some notes for me.
I got a plan that I, you know, a scientific-based lifting schedule that I have.
And jeez.
I get one off day a week, one rest day.
And then 6 days a week?
Mm-hmm.
And how scientific? Like, you're not, like, wearing a lab coat to the gym or something, right? Like, who's that guy?
It's science-based lifting, so it's like, you know, stuff science has proved through these lifts.
Okay.
Yeah. All trying right. Something new. I've been doing it for 2 weeks now.
Have you noticed the difference?
Yeah.
After 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But I've also been lifting since the beginning of the year, so it's like...
Okay.
If the strength was just...
The beginning of the fiscal year? Or the actual January 1st?
January 2nd.
Second. Is that your New Year's resolution?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Good for you, dude. And you're sticking with it.
Oh, yeah.
I've been pretty good this year. I have taken a couple weeks off. I do that once in a while. I'll slack off or I'll find a reason not to go.
Yeah.
And that's not good. But yeah. I don't take too much time off. Hey, fun show tonight, folks. We're going to kind of vary it up a little bit. Northeast Wisconsin-based actor Dan Davies will be here at 6:35. Dan is the creator, writer, producer of the stage play, Ed Gein, the musical. And here's the issue with Dan. I can't keep track of his project. I know, I think that was a stage play and then a movie, and now it's a book, and then it's a comic book, and then they're making it into a Broadway show. I don't know what's going on, but we'll talk to Dan. He's got several projects we're going to discuss with him. He's a very busy guy and a multi-talented guy. He is also involved in... the remake or reboot, or I think they're calling it a reimagination of the giant spider invasion. Bill Rubain's film from the 70s. They're shooting new scenes to add to this cult classic. So Dan will tell us where we're at with that. And if things go well, maybe we'll take his picture in the window. We'll see what happens.
You know, I have a friend that took his girlfriend. I forget if it was birthday or anniversary to the Ed Gein the musical.
Oh, nice.
And he said he loved it.
That's a real aphrodisiac, I imagine.
And he said he loved the tickets because they're especially like shaped or something really? Like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I am curious. Did he like it?
Oh, he said it was there was funny in it, but then serious, and you know.
Here's the thing about creating a show called Ed Gein the Musical. It can be great. It can suck. It can just be weird. It can be funny. It doesn't matter. All bets are off. Anything goes because it's got such a nutty name. That's the genius of, I think, and I've heard it's very good too for many people, but you really can't go wrong with that title, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I love when couples walk by the window out here of the Nightlight studio, and they always, if I make eye contact with them, they always feel compelled to wave. No, you don't have to do it. I look at each other throughout the, you know, you don't have to.
What if I did that every time I looked at you?
Every time I looked up. Hey, Pete.
I'm just letting you know I'm here.
And then at 7:20, this is fun and kind of different here at Nightlight. We have a tailgating expert appearing on the show in hour number two. Celebrity chef Robbie Schultz will be here at 7:20. He is the owner of the Bear Creek Smokehouse in East Texas. He's going to talk to us about various kinds of barbecuing. And this is by the same company, PR company, that set up the interview with David Zucker that I reached out to. They're just awesome. Raquel and Laura, they're outstanding people. And they set up an interview with Robbie. And I thought, well, yeah, we got to have him on because Wisconsin is like the tailgating home.
Yeah.
I think, anyway. I don't know how they do it in Texas. I know it's popular everywhere, but it seems like between the Packers,
well,
the Brewers, the Badgers.
High school football games.
Yeah.
Middle school recitals.
People tailgate and drink before they go in to watch their kid play the French horn.
Yep.
But Robbie will be here at 7:20. I've seen a couple interviews with him. He's a really fun guy and really into barbecue. I have a lot of, actually, when I was looking over the promotional materials, I realized I have a lot of questions about barbecue. I don't know. I know the basics, but like, we'll talk to Robbie about that and he can tell us, he can tell us what's what. That's at 7:20. And we've got a couple texts I wanted to read. They were on the social media yesterday. We missed it during the show. But our question last night was, what is the worst job you've ever worked? And my pal Bob Bro, who was an opera singer who's been on this show. Remember when Bob was here? He was like on our third show.
Oh, really?
Or something like that. I think he sang Danny Boy in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Got to have
him
back on. Yeah. He's just great. He went to Marinette Catholic Central probably about 7 or 8. I don't know. Older than me, but a great guy, just retired from the University of Utah from teaching opera. He tours all over the world. And Bob said his worst job was stacking deer hides and turning gloves inside out at Saranac. That's a glove store in Marinette. He says, I also worked as a roofer. That's a job I couldn't do. I don't like being up.
I would have the fear of falling off.
Same.
Every day, pretty much.
And here's the weird thing. My pal Tom is a roofer. He put our roof on our house like 11 years ago. And I said, aren't you ever worried you're going to fall off the roof? And he goes, oh, I've fallen off a roof tons of times.
Oh, that's good.
Like, if that's what you do, it's just an occupational hazard. Luckily, he said it's like a ranch house and he landed okay. Like, seriously, you could fall 5 feet and kill yourself if you land the right way or the wrong way, I should say. But I don't think I could do that. And the deer hide thing doesn't sound appealing either. That's a great one. Thank you, Bob. And then Civic Media's own Chuck Gennaro says cleaning buses that return from Brewer game trips.
Ooh, that's like cleaning the bar.
That's very similar. That's the first thing I thought of was like Conrad cleaning the bar. So I'm sure Chuck was a go-getter, though. And I assume that was when he was younger. I don't think Chuck's still cleaning
buses. I'm sure he got paid more than 20 bucks.
Well, I don't know. Chuck's probably older than you. It might have been worse, depending on when it happened. And we have a great question tonight, so let's not waste any more time, folks. Let's get to the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
If someone told you they'd never seen a movie before, what is the one film you would show them? You're hanging out. Person you're hanging out with says they've never seen a movie. It's hypothetical.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, first of all, that's a red flag.
Oh, it's a red flag. I
don't think you should be friends with them.
But you have an opportunity to show them a movie and kind of describe the whole experience, let them have a pleasurable experience. What is the one film you would show them?
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let me know, and we will read your text on the radio. You can text us at that number, or you can leave us a stream comment if you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or X, whatever it's called now, Elon Musk's juggernaut. And or you can text us on the app. The Civic Media app is very easy to use, and we are on statewide, so you can pretty much, I think, hit any station. But I know we've got high school sports now happening, too.
We do, yeah. It's all right. They're already in like the second or third week now.
Jimmy Cuska said at the end of this weekend, I thought, that high school football season will be one-third over.
Yeah, it's, I mean.
That is crazy.
Well, there's not that many games compared to other, you know, like the NFL or college. But it's still going fast.
It's insane. I always forget about that because they start practicing like in July or whatever. So however you're joining us, folks, tonight, it is great to have you on this Wednesday night as we segue from summer into further summer, and fall is right around the corner. It kind of feels like fall too, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm still waiting for that really hot day that's just going to come out of nowhere.
I hope so. I'd like to get one more good swim in the bay. We have live kind of close to the water. I just started swimming again.
I feel like you haven't gone on the lake at all.
Why do you say that?
I don't know.
Because I have fair skin? Because I'm an inside guy?
I didn't want to say it, but.
I do go to the water. I sit at the pier. We have like a community pier, and I'll sit there sometimes, but I probably had not been swimming in 2 or 3 years, and this year I've been in a few times, and it feels great. I don't know what my aversion was, but I'm back at it. So, do you swim?
No, not really. If anything, I'll go into a hot tub.
Okay. By yourself?
That's, I mean,
first
but if I'm at the Y.
At the Y. Oh, the Y hot tub.
If there's no one in there, I'm like, oh, yes.
Do you get all those old naked dudes walking around? Yeah. That is bizarre.
That's why I try to, you know, if I can, I'll change before I go.
Yeah.
And then after I go somewhere else, you know, I'll change there. I try not to go into the locker room.
That's how it is I think it's a generational thing. Like, I grew up with community showers, community troughs, like we've talked about. It's just, I'm just tired of male nudity. I don't ever need to see an old naked dude again in my life.
Yeah.
And it like in the locker room, you expect to see a certain amount of nudity. Okay. And I'll change by my locker, but I'm like, some of those guys walk around like they're, you know, proud, and they're like,
yeah, they walk.
You should just not do that. You know,
from one side to the other. And they're like, oh, got to go back here. Yeah. Oh, got to go. You're just like, okay.
Right. You ever get that weirdo who like stand there talking to you naked and he'll put his leg up on the bench and kind of like, say, stop it.
I don't talk to anyone when I'm in a locker room.
Yeah.
If I'm in there, I get whatever I need to do, and I leave.
You don't really want to make eye contact with anyone because yeah. You don't want to give people the wrong impression. You don't know what their motives are, and it's sad, but when there's nudity involved, it's a game changer. You don't know what people are thinking. Those are the two times you don't want to make eye contact with people, when you're in a men's locker room or when you're passing someone on 41 as you're passing.
Or in the bathroom.
Here's the worst. When you're passing someone in the nude on 41, that's when you really don't want to make eye contact.
You've done that?
Sure. Think about that one. We'll dissect that one after a very short break here, folks. We're going to read your texts, and I'm going to talk about a really cool new movie that has made it to theaters, and I knew it would. It's Pete Schwabe on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. I am Pete Schwabe. Dan Davies will be here at 6:35, folks. He is a Northeast Wisconsin-based actor who has carved out a nice career for himself right here, based out of, I think he's in Appleton. And Dan is part of some great projects. We'll talk to Dan at 6:35.
You know what else Dan is known for is kicking back with a good stogie.
Oh, yeah.
An Appleton cigar, if you will. So we'll talk to Dan about movies and cigars and all kinds of fun stuff. And then celebrity chef and tailgate expert Robbie Schultz will be here at 7:20 tonight. So that's a little acting, a little food, some great talk coming up on Nightlight this evening. Our question of the night is, if someone told you they had never seen a movie before, yes, that would be weird, but what is the one film you would show them? And I thought about this long and hard because, you know, I love the movie. Some of my go-to favorites are The Sting, Midnight Run. I love Groundhog Day. I just have a ton of them. L.A. Confidential. But I thought, what is a movie that would encapsulate like all the different cinematic elements? So acting, writing, dialogue, a little suspense, some comedy. And I went with Quick Change.
You know, that's a recommendation that you gave me, and I really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, great film.
Yeah, it was a fun watch.
You've got New York City looks so cinematic at times. I love that. You got Bill Murray. You've got great dialogue. Gina Davis, Randy Quaid, and a lot of suspense in this funny movie. Very clever the way they robbed the bank. I just think it has pretty much everything.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the social media responses. What did you say, Con?
I think you're going to like what I said.
Oh, God. I think I clicked like. This Facebook friendship is not working out, by the way. I guess I could have clicked like, even if we weren't friends. Conrad says, I'd show them the joy of one of The Rock's many action comedy films. Well, we've already talked about action comedy and how 99.9% of the time, action comedy does not work.
You know, but it's great because either you could get like Kevin Hart in it too, or Ryan Reynolds.
Strike two, strike three.
Jack Black's in one.
Give me one of those movies that you like that you would show an unsuspecting stranger who would.
Jumanji.
The Rock. Oh, is he in the remake of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both. You know, there's two of them though. It might be a third.
Look,
one.
The guy is charming. He's not a terrible actor. He's got charisma. In fact, and we talked about this a little bit last night in this new movie, The Smashing Machine. He drops 60 pounds. Mm-hmm.
You know,
and he's getting some Oscar buzz, believe it or not.
I saw that originally, that picture on Instagram.
Which one? The losing weight?
Yeah, the picture of him. And the first comment was, he looks like the pebble now. I laughed a lot at that.
That's just some online witticisms. Right, yeah,
obviously, I'm joking. I would not show. Most of those films are tolerable. They're not great films.
Just like entertainment with popcorn to kill some time. Yeah.
I would show them the whole Star Wars trilogy. That's just how it'd go. Be like, get ready to get locked in for 9 hours.
Well, that would make them, if you showed them one Star Wars movie, it would make them want to watch more. I guess that would be the goal if they've never seen a movie before. But Patrick Mine says, Human Centipede. And now I saw Human Centipede somewhere else today too. It's driving me crazy. It was in my email or something. Jody Hinman on social media says Planes, Trains, and Automobiles starring Steve Martin and John Candy. That was in my list too, Jody. I almost put that one because I think that's a pretty much a flawless movie.
Yes.
She says it's both funny and heartwarming. Totally agree. Matt Harper, Green Bay rock rap artist, picked a good one too, The Departed, mostly because it's my favorite movie, Matt says. And I even responded to that. I said, it's one of those movies you can't turn off. The Departed is just a great... Even though I think there are too many great actors in it, it's distracting, the star power that movie has. I like movies where you can kind of lose yourself in the cast. You don't really, they look like regular people. That cast is fantastic, but there's like 10 A-list movie actors in it. Great choice though, Matt. Amanda Nimmer, our pal here at WGBW and Civic Media, says Quiet Place. Amanda goes horror.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Dan Davies is here. Hey, Conrad, read the next one. Read one of our texts so I can take Dan's picture.
Well, so if we go to the text line, John Murray from Madison, he was talking about, you know, Ed Gein, the musical. He said, yikes, the musical?
Oh, is he in for a treat?
Yeah.
Dan is here, by the way.
Yes.
You want to let him in? I'll keep reading. Nick Wallander from... One of the local funny guys here in Green Bay says Raiders of the Lost Ark. And that's a great one too, Nick. Great movie. Fun, again, and that's an action-adventure movie that works. It's funny. It's got Harrison Ford, some great stunts, some great action. Love the choice. Our pal Rich Tallarico says the Zapruder film. That just did not surprise me at all from Rich.
I don't.
That's the film that showed Kennedy's head getting shot. It's horrible. It's a joke you would expect from a Key and Peele writer.
Yeah. Okay.
Great stuff, Rich. Thank you, buddy. And then Danny Wheels, our pal Daniel Wheeler, says, if this person has truly never seen a movie, I'd assume their religion discourages it and would ask them to go for a nice evening walk instead. See, Daniel would not disparage anyone. He would cater to their whims or their needs. Very sweet.
You know, you could go on that walk and talk about a movie.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, there are, you know, if someone's religious, there are faith-based films. I think those are harder to find, good ones anyway, but they're out there. But all great stuff. Going to the stream, Dave is watching the show on the stream, as he often does, and says, Shawshank, great one. Hmm. He also says Spaceballs.
There we go.
Can't go wrong with Spaceballs, little Mel Brooks. Then he says, The Unknown Man Trilogy, A Fistful of Dollars, A Few Dollars More, and The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Now, Dave is kind of cheating like you did. Those are more than one movie.
Well, but I picked The Rock and Star Wars, so.
Okay, fair enough. All good stuff. We're coming back with local actor Dan Davies. He's got a lot to update us on. And celebrity chef Robbie Schultz at 7:20. That's all coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't you show you never can tell.
Hey, this is Mike Starr, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back. That was a lovely break. Good to have you with me tonight, folks. It is a Wednesday night here in beautiful downtown Green Bay. We are broadcasting statewide here tonight, as we do every night, from City Deck Landing, coming up at 7:20. Celebrity chef and tailgate expert. I assume that means tailgating food, not just an expert on your tailgate, but Robbie Schultz will be,
you know, tailgating people on
tailgating
the road.
Driving very closely, yeah. being that guy that I want to strangle. He'll be here at 7:20. Our question of the night, folks, is if you were with someone who had never seen a movie before, what is the one film you would show them? You got one crack to get them hooked on movies. What are you showing them? Text us on the stream at 855-752-48. What is it? 855-752-4842.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, my old phone number comes in. It's very similar. Or drop us a comment on the app, and we will read your text on the radio. Joining me now at Nightlight, here in the studio, is the amazingly talented, the very busy, Northeast Wisconsin-based actor, Dan Davies. Hey, buddy.
Hello, Pete. How
are
you?
You're no stranger to this show.
No, I'm not. I love this show. Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you. Hear him?
Oh, yeah. Perfect. All right. It just seems a little echoey on this thing. But
your volume is right there.
Okay, excellent. No, I'm glad to be here again, Pete. You've always been just in my corner, and I love you. And
wow.
Not in the biblical sense.
Not in the big way.
Well, both, yeah.
Well, I guess you could say biblical is the big way, but we'll address that another time. But yeah, it's great to have you here, Dan. Do you have a movie you would show someone? Like, you know, it's probably hard to believe for a guy like you who all you do are try to make movies and you act and all that kind of stuff. But what movie would you steer someone toward?
If they had never seen a film before, I would show them The Exorcist because I'd want to scare the hell out of them right away.
That would do it.
Because then, you know, you've got them in an excited state.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of, you know, divine them from here on in. But if you show them the scariest film of all time, which is The Exorcist, they're going to be on edge. And that's what you want to do to somebody who's ever seen a film before.
You're going biblical. You're going Exorcist. We're having all kinds of deep conversations here tonight so far. That's a great choice. That's a great one. It's great to have you here. How are things? How are you doing?
Good. Good. Yeah. Got a new toupee. For a new role.
That's a toupee?
That's the newest one.
That is fine work.
So it is, actually.
When you say newest one, do you have like a...
So for films, you always, you know, you get different ones. Like for the giant spider invasion, I'm supposed to look like it's 1975. So the toupee I have is a 1975 influenced look from that era.
Okay.
But this one is another one for another upcoming project. But yeah, things have been busy and
good.
And real good. You know, I'm excited for everything.
Well, you're a busy guy, and I love that you're getting it done here from Northeast Wisconsin, which is probably a little more work, but good for you for getting all these projects or seeing them through. Let's start, Dan, with The Lion and the Narcissist. You're having a screening coming up.
Yeah.
Tell us about the movie and then tell us about the screening.
Sure. So the movie is based on an Amazon bestseller called The Lion and the Narcissist by Dr. Catherine Siampas. It is a riveting story about narcissism and about what she went through in this really destructive relationship. But it's a redemptive story, and it's an amazing story. And I play a character who is the narcissist. The joke is when I was pitching, you know, when I talk about the film, they're like, are you the lion or the narcissist, Dan? You know, and so it's based on that true story. And I play this gentleman who is a narcissist who abuses his girlfriend, but she finds a redemptive way through her faith and through her tenacity to get through it. And it's a really a beautiful story. We're having that at the Schubert's Hartford Theater, September 19 in Hartford, Wisconsin, which is outside of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Super, super excited for that. And, you know, our executive producers and directors and Scott Cron and Darren Elliott Fulcher. And we've got this young actress who actually plays the female lead in it, Lexi Cron, who just did a wonderful job with it too. She's a natural. So it's a great project, and I'm super excited to be involved with it. And it's also kind of a teachable moment. You know, I think it's going to help a lot of people that are in those types of relationships, those narcissistic, you know, driven relationships. And it gives people hope when they need it. And that's the most important thing, is doing a film that can actually help people.
That's very well said. So the film is done.
Mm-hmm.
And is that like a premiere in Hartford?
Yeah, it's a premiere. And we're going to be able to get feedback from the audience as well, which is always really cool, because, you know, you need feedback from the ticket paying audience. And so it's going to be a fun kind of a deal. You know, we've had this discussion before. 90% of all independent films never get an opportunity to be seen on the big screen.
Right.
And this is a big deal for a lot of people. And we used a lot of Wisconsin based cast and crew, which is really important to me, because I'm, you know, I bleed green and gold and Milwaukee Brewer blue and Badger red. You know, I'm
right.
As Wisconsin as cheese and bratwurst. And so that was important, to have that great cast and crew that were literally most of them from. We had a few Chicagoans. We didn't hold that against them.
Yeah, well, nor should you. As a hybrid here, I would take
offense
to that. That's
right. You are kind of a hybrid.
Bought my top button for that, Dan.
But yeah, so we're excited for that. That's really exciting.
So, how can people get tickets to this? I assume it's what's the capacity? And are there still seats?
Yeah. So tickets are still available, and it's Schubert's Hartford Theater in Hartford, Wisconsin. But if you look up The Lion and the Narcissist, it'll kind of direct you to the Hartford Schubert Theater. It's a 10-plex Cineplex, and we're taking over one of the theaters for the night. We're having a red carpet event and photos and all those fun things.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Are you going to do a Q&A?
We're going to do a little intro, and then we'll do a Q&A more so, I think, on the Saturday. We have a Saturday matinee, which is a little bit more laid back. Because we're so late, it actually starts at 9 p.m. By the time we're done, it's going to be approaching 11, you know, midnight, 11 or midnight or so. So we just want to make a kind of an intro, short Q&A, but more so probably that Saturday morning matinee.
Okay.
Where people are a little bit more relaxed. We have a little more time to do, you know, the Q&As with it. So, and that's always important too, because people have a lot of good questions when they watch a film.
To me, that makes the whole, especially when you're going to see an indie film and you could talk about their process and
yeah.
how the project came together. You can't beat a good Q&A.
Especially independent film.
Yeah, for sure. So where was that shot, Dan? Was that shot around Milwaukee?
Yeah, we shot at Oconomowoc, Hartford area, you know, that area of the west suburbs of Milwaukee. And that was really, really cool. We had a lot of great people, you know, helping us in that community where the actual book is based as well. So we filmed the movie there.
Right.
And we had, again, the locations, everybody came to the fore and said, what can we do to help you with it? When you do independent, low-budget films, it's important to get that team, that esprit de corps with all of the community and,
right,
you know, and hotels and bars and restaurants and the places that you're shooting at. And that was, that's always great to see. That's such a Wisconsin thing to see.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the voice of Dan Davies. He is a Northeast Wisconsin-based actor and an actor, producer, writer of such films as Ed Gein the Musical, The Giant Spider Invasion. We're going to talk about both of those. But Dan, let's go to Ed Gein the Musical. I was saying earlier, you kind of can't miss. The film is going to be a hit just with that title. Because if people walk out and go, what was that? You go, well, the title, Ed Gein the Musical, what were you expecting? Or it could be hilarious or just great music. I've heard nothing but good things about this, but it's an older title. You did it about 15 years ago. Yeah. So where are things at with that?
Yeah, so 2010, we made the film and had a great success with it. And then about a year and a half ago, I adapted my screenplay into a theatrical play, a stage play.
Right.
And we performed it in Oshkosh at the time, Community Theater, but we filmed it professionally, had it filmed. Craig Kinnett and, you know, J.B. Yeah. Thompson and all those characters are part of it. So we created a DVD. So this is the DVD release and the screening for it. And the fun thing about it is it's a whole day long event. We're shooting part of the Deep State, which I'm in as well. So they're getting extras at the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh during the day to shoot a scene for the Deep State. And then at night we have the Ed Gein the Musical DVD release and screening. And DVD, if people want to buy the autographed DVDs and everything. But it was a success when we did it. We had over 400 people show up for the theatrical play, and they absolutely loved it. And it is a different, it's a play about a serial killer who's a necrophiliac, cannibalistic, you know, sicko, you know.
Was it hard to get Ed Gein to autograph all of these? So how do you... When people leave that show, Dan, what are they shaking their heads? Are they laughing? Are they like still horrified? What is the reaction from the crowd?
You know, that's another great question, because it's people can see that we, you know, put a lot of time and effort. We try to not humanize Ed Gein because he was a monster, but people kind of get of the reason why he became who he became.
Yeah.
You know, his parents physically and sexually abused him, and he was terribly abused as a young man, and that's a recipe for disaster. That's sure. A recipe for a monster. So we bring that up, and we don't shy from it, and we don't glorify his actions either. It's a hard, you know, harsh light on Ed Gein, but it has to be,
You know,
and the Netflix people from the Ed Gein story, it's been really kind of cool. That's going to be airing with Charlie Hunnam playing Ed Gein in October. They've been reaching out as well. And it was kind of neat to have this symbiotic relationship with them as they promote the Netflix Ed Gein story, Monster, the Ed Gein story. And so that's been really kind of cool. But yeah, so it's this Saturday at the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh. Tickets are dirt cheap, and it helps the Oshkosh Community Theater, which is a 501c3 nonprofit, which we need independent theaters in Wisconsin, in the United States. And this is a beautiful, really cool, older theater. I don't know if you've ever been to it, but it's really cool.
No, but we had the owner on, or the guy who runs it.
Yeah, Phil.
Phil, yeah. And it's independent theaters are so important for so many reasons, because A, they're a connection to the past, and most of them are beautiful.
Yeah.
And they don't make, like, our theater in Marinette is just kind of cookie cutter. Most of the megaplexes, they're comfortable, they're nice, great. But these old theaters have such character, and they're willing to show independent films, which is great too, or film festival films. So that's September 6th. That's this Saturday. Where can people find tickets to that?
Yeah, if they go to Time Community Theater, their website or their Facebook, and just look up Ed Gein the Musical DVD release. They'll be able to find opportunities to pick up tickets. It's only $10 online. And we're giving away a bunch of stuff and props and all kinds of fun things. And having the DVD release too, we're doing a limited run of 80 of the DVD of it. So that's really fun too.
As usual, your boys are tuning in, Dan. Craig Knitt, who's also been on the show from time to time, says, Ed Gein, the musical, the stage play has a great heart. Fantastic job on the story. Thank you, Craig. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Uncle Craigers.
Uncle Craigers. when we come back, we're going to do a very short break, but we're going to talk to Dan about the giant spider invasion, folks. This is a film that came out the same year as Jaws, 1975. Yeah. It's a cult classic. It was shot in northern Wisconsin. The director was Bill Rabain, who is still around. And Bill is giving the go-ahead to these young upstart group of Wisconsin filmmakers, Dan included, to do a reimagining. I like how you guys titled that.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that coming up next. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. Yeah. Oh, where can you go when your money gets low? In the basement,
down in the basement. And if a storm is taking place, you can dance. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, and that is Etta James. I love that song. John Murray from Madison says, yikes. What was he referring to? Oh, that's the Ed Gein. You read that one, right?
Yeah.
Ed Gein the musical. Yikes, Dan. That was that's a good reaction. He says, the weird perversion of it all makes you curious. Well, that's exactly what I think Dan is hoping for here. from the 414, The Shawshank Redemption. Why? Get busy living or get busy dying. Plus, it's a friendship movie. It's a great movie, 414. And that is those are responses to tonight's question of the night. If you were with someone who had never seen a movie, what movie would you show them? So John Murray says Star Wars. Mm. But the disappointment with their next 20 movies might make them go back and not watch movies again. Sounds like his own, plays devil's advocate with himself. That's a talent right there. Folks, Dan Davies is with me here in the studio. We're talking about some of his projects that you can look forward to in the near future and the very near future. If you are in Heartland, Wisconsin on the 19th and 20th, you can see Dan in The Lion and the Narcissist.
Hartford. Yep.
What did I say? Oh, Hartford. Yeah. Okay. And then September 6th, that's this Saturday at the Time Theater, Time Community Theater in Oshkosh, Ed Gein the Musical. Great stuff, Dan. And now we're going to talk about, all right, so I mentioned this before, in 1975, this great movie called The Giant Spider Invasion came out, directed by Bill Rabain. Did Bill write it too?
No. Bill had, I think it was Robert Easton and Richard Huff.
Okay.
And they were fairly famous writers from the 50s and 60s.
Okay.
And they were part of the team. So the story goes he locked one of them in a room to finish it because the shooting script wasn't finished on the day of shoot.
Okay.
So they locked a guy in and promised him sandwiches if he was giving and water if he was giving pages.
I'll feed you if you write.
Yeah. Literally. So
straight up back and forth. I love it. The Giant Spider Invasion, I've seen it. It's a cult classic. It's got Alan Hale and Barbara Hale.
Yeah.
No relation, interestingly enough. And who's the, there's another kind of a bigger name actor in that.
So there's Steve Brody, who was a actor from the 50s, who was more famous in the 50s and in the 70s. And then there were a few other ones that were more like character actors that were famous. But, you know, Skipper was the most famous and Barbara Hale from Perry Mason. Excuse me, were the two most famous.
Right.
And the rest, though, had their own following, you know, but the bloom had been off the rose, excuse me, for a number of them because their heyday was 20 years, you know, prior to
But it's a really fun movie, folks. And if you haven't seen it, and most likely you haven't, but you are going to have another opportunity. Dan is part of a team that has decided to not reboot, not remake, reimagine the Giant Spider Invasion. What goes into a reimagining, Dan?
So it's all about the terminology. If you say that you're doing a reboot or a remake or a prequel or a sequel, you literally have to make a movie from the ground up. So we came up with an idea, and Bill Rabain was so integral to this, of we've got 80 minutes of the original film that, you know, it's been a Mystery Science Theater 3000 and all kinds of different avenues, did $25 million box office in 75. And we thought if we could add period correct scenes to it to bolster the film. The film is funny. It's campy. It's science fiction. It's scary. But it's very funny, too. Like, Alan Hale is very funny in it. And so if we added 20 to 25 minutes of period correct footage to bolster the film, then it becomes its own entity.
Right.
So we take that 80 minutes, now it's 100 minutes. We're adding more of a campiness, a little more comedy to it, a little more scares to it, just to kind of fill in the holes. Because with Bill always thought over 50 years when he originally did it, I wish I would have done it differently. Every filmmaker does
that. Sure.
Now he has that opportunity. He's directing it 50 years later.
Wow.
At the age of almost 89, which is never, ever seen in Hollywood.
Yeah. Before. What? How is that? Because he made this film, and whose idea was it, Dan? Was it his? You know, you guys developed a relationship with Bill.
Yeah.
Craig was nice enough to sit when we had Bill on the show and kind of help facilitate the interview. What was it, a sell job? Did you have to sell him on this idea, or did he have to sell you?
No, it was such a good team effort. When you have, you know, Craig Knitt and J.B. Thompson and Bill Rabane especially as the leader saying, this is what I would like to do, because I've always had, you know, questions of how could I fill the scene in, or how could I bolster this, or how could I put, you know, salve in this wound to get it from scene to scene to scene. So as we were talking, we said, well, hell, we could redo some of these scenes. I play a newscaster, Ted Tippmann, who's like Ron Burgundy and Walter Cronkite had a baby, kind of, who drinks a lot. I'm kind of this character that a newscaster in it, but we've got some really cool scenes. But it was a team effort, but Bill always leads the charge. Bill Rabane, still at 89, leads the charge.
Wow.
Yeah, he's sharp as a tack.
That's fantastic. So is it hard, Dan, from a technical standpoint? You're shooting all this stuff. I don't know what they shot on, 35 millimeter, whatever it is, but whatever you guys do now, how much of an effort did you have to go find materials to splice it together, or how's that working?
So 35 millimeter is what it was originally shot on, but now if you go, you know, 4K, there are ways in post production and in the way that you shoot it that you can give it a film look. You can give it that sepia, grainy 1975 look. It's not as hard as it used to be. It's a lot easier now with a post-production tool. So it's going to look exactly. I had to wear another toupee, 1975, and a porn mustache, literally.
Sweet.
And these mutton chop, you know, sideburns, you know, and the whole works. And we used J.B. Thompson. His dad had these great 1970s ties, and we were able to use that. So all the costuming is period. Everything is period from that time. So it's been fun. It's been amazing.
That's fantastic. All right. Here's John Murray from Madison says, Forrest Gump. That's the film he would show. That's a pretty good one. Thank you, John. Tom from New Berlin says, Sandlot for fun Silence of the Lamb, or fun Silence of the Lamb. Wow, that's a big swing, Sandlot. I'm totally with him on Sandlot. That's a great film, and Silence of the Lambs. All right. We are going to do intermission, folks, and then we're coming back for Act Two. Dan is going to stick around for a few minutes here, and when we come back, I'm going to ask him who his influences are. Who are the actors Dan likes to watch? And we got Robbie Schultz coming up at 7:20. What else, Conrad? We got tap dancers coming in. What's happening?
I think that's it. We might have some more. Who knows? Yeah,
that's enough. And we'll recap everything right after intermission, folks. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.